You are listening to the Public Radio Hour on 89.3 Huntsville. This week, we also took another step toward blastoff for the Space Launch System. A component built at Marshall Space Flight Center, the Launch Vehicle Stage Adapter, or LVSA, is heading off down the Mississippi River to its next stage of production. The LVSA is the largest piece of our next-generation rocket system built in Marshall's local manufacturing area. The large cone-shaped structure will connect the SLS's two largest stages. So Udi Beltran got a peek at the Launch Vehicle Stage Adapter and got a lesson in stir friction welding.
I'm Reggie Spivey. I'm the director of our ESP contract, which is a contract we have with Marshall Space Flight Center that we built this hardware under.
Okay. I'm Steve Kuffner. I'm the vice president of operations, which oversees our business with the NASA programs.
Okay, so this is the Launch Vehicle Stage Adapter, which is the part we build, in conjunction with the people here at Marshall. And this joins the core stage with the interim cryogenic propulsion stage, which is the second stage. So it joins the first stage with the second stage, basically. And this is the part that we built.
And we're on radio, and so no one can really see this, but the only way I can really describe it is it looks to me like, you know, when the dog goes to the vet and he leaves the vet and he's wearing a cone around his neck? That's what this looks like, except it's three stories tall. It's huge.
Like 28 feet at the base, which is the size of the core stage, and 16 feet at the top, which is the size of the next stage up, and it's 30 feet tall. It's made of 16 individual panels that started out being flat panels that we buy from a supplier. Mm-hmm. The inside is machined with a structure to make it strong, and then through a special proprietary process done by one of our vendors, it is bump formed to get to the specific curvature that you see there. And so those are all shipped from California to here. We provided them to the advanced weld facility here at Marshall, and the first thing they did was do all the vertical welds on each of the two cones. Then we welded it to the ring that's on the bottom and the ring that's on a top to give it strength. And then we did the weld in the middle that puts the two cones together. And notice that it's clocked about 45 degrees so that the seams don't line up from the base all the way up to the top.
Oh, yeah.
And that gives it additional strength when you do it that way. You can see where the individual welds were done. While we provided this already primed the way it is today,
right?
The welds are on the clean material. You were asking earlier about you're expecting it to be shiny. Well, it's shiny there. That's the color of the aluminum lithium alloy that we use. And they go through and they do the welding over the facility about three blocks from here. And then the young lady here runs the program where they'll be applying foam for insulation purposes for flight, but they'll prime all of those shiny joints before they go ahead and apply the insulation.
Now, I watched some YouTube videos on this type of welding, which is it's basically a circle that spins super, super fast.
It's friction stir welding, and unlike what you normally think of welding is a torch or something that
right.
heats material and they add some other material that joins two pieces together. In this particular case, there's none of that. It's merely the friction from a for lack of a bit, if you will, that spins very quickly that stirs the material together from the two panels.
Oh, and so it isn't melting.
It is not melting.
Oh,
it
okay.
is stirring that together. And the expert's John Street. He's the one that runs the facility that does all that. But they did it eight times on the top cone, eight times on the bottom cone, and then they did it once on the bottom ring, once on the top ring, and once in the middle. All of that took many, many months to accomplish, and you can imagine holding the precision to be able to do that to make sure that it is perpendicular and straight and parallel for all these different planes, because you only have one shot at it, otherwise you ruin the panels.
Right, right. So then you built the panels at your facility?
Well, actually we bought the materials and shipped them to a vendor out in California to do the machining and the forming to put the curvature in it.
Okay. So then, as someone said earlier today, this is an American rocket.
It is. And the coating is done somewhere else, and the machining was done somewhere else. The panels that go on the inside are done somewhere else. We buy the material from another place. So this is truly a partnership between industry and then using the government to help do the welding, using the government to help do the application of the foam insulation, using their facilities, because we don't have a building that's big enough to have this thing in it on the stand. I mean, we even built the stand here, okay?
Oh, gotcha.
So that stand was built specifically for this device, and that stand will be used to transport this from here on a barge all the way down the Mississippi River, Gulf of Mexico, around the Cape of Florida, and up to Kennedy Space Center, and that stand holds it to the barge while they do that.
You're kidding. That's how it's leaving here?
Going to get here?
It's going down the Mississippi River?
Yep. The same thing with the motors that are made out of Michoud. Same barge vehicle, except it'll be on the side rather than standing up like this, but it goes down in the same vehicle called Pegasus.
Okay.
And it's barged down the Mississippi to the Gulf, around the Cape of Florida, and up to Kennedy Space Center, where it is then going to be integrated in one of their facilities and taken out to the launch pad.